Pro-Palestinian protesters reportedly firebombed a building at University of California. By Elizabeth Weibel on June 15, 2024. Pro-Palestinian protesters reportedly firebombed the site of a building on the University of California, Berkeley, UCB, campus and claimed that students had been attacked on another campus. In a post on Instagram on Thursday, Palestine Action in the United States shared a post from an anonymous user who claimed responsibility for firebombing the site of Koshland Hall, a building at UCB that houses labs from the Department of Molecular and Cell Biology. The post included a screenshot of a notice that had been written by an author, student Intifada, on the San Francisco Bay Area Independent Media Center website. In the post, the author wrote that students at the University of California, Los Angeles were attacked and in response, anti-Israel protesters retaliated by setting off a firebomb on the site of Koshland Hall. Not sure what building it even was, the group added. Honestly, don't really care. Every single building on the UC Berkeley campus deserves to be incinerated following the UC system's treatment of student protesters. Last night they attacked a young woman student who was speaking her mind on a megaphone. So we unloaded a firebomb on the side of the campus building. The flame was big and spread across the trees and bushes on the side of a building. Officers from the University of California Police Department, UCPD, began an investigation regarding the alleged use of arson at UCB's campus, according to CRON4 News. Long live the student Intifada for Palestine Liberation, the post continued. Stop the genocide now. UC system must divest from Israel or face our wrath of revenge. Blessed is the flame. The Jerusalem Post noted that the post from the student Intifada author mentioned that a student with a megaphone was attacked. However, Students for Justice in Palestine at UCLA, SJP UCLA, reportedly confirmed that she had been later released. The manifesto referred to a Students for Justice in Palestine UCLA student with a megaphone who had been seized by police, but later released, according to SJP UCLA. Both SJP UCLA and the UCPD reportedly stated that anti-Israel activists had attempted to re-establish an anti-Israel encampment at UCLA. They attempted twice, each time being dispersed by police for restricting public movement and disturbing nearby exams, before police and protesters finally clashed, the outlet reported. UCLA Associate Vice Chancellor for Campus Safety Rick Brazil said in a statement Tuesday that some students had missed finals because of the encampments, and others had to be moved mid-examination. The outlet added that Rick Brazil, the Associate Vice Chancellor for Campus Safety at UCLA, stated that there had been at least 6 injuries to UCPD personnel and other safety officers, as a result of attacks from protesters. One security guard was left with his head bleeding after he was struck with an object, Brazil said in a statement. Simply put, these acts of non-peaceful protest are abhorrent and cannot continue. Brazil added in his statement that 27 people had been arrested. This comes after anti-Israel protesters at UCB took over a building on May 15, hours after university administrators and protesters came to an agreement to end a weeks-long encampment. Protesters involved in the takeover of the building were reportedly not part of the group that struck an agreement with administrators. On May 16, 12 anti-Israel protesters were arrested after a new encampment had been established. Breitbart News reached out to the University of California Berkeley for a statement but did not receive a response by the time of publication.